Silver, Return to Treasure Island by Andrew Motion, narrated by David Tennant.
Part 1. The Temptation. Chapter 1. My Father's Orders. In those days, I did my father's bidding. I would leave my bed at 6 o'clock every morning, tiptoe past his door so as not to disturb his slumber, then set to work as quietly as possible among the foul tankards, glasses, plates, knives, gobs of tobacco, broken pipe stems, and other signs of interrupted pleasure that awaited me in the tap room below. Only after an hour or so, when everything had been made straight and the air was fresh again, could my father be trusted to appear, cursing me for having made such an intolerable racket.
"Good Lord, boy," was his reliable greeting. "Must you dole out headaches to the entire county?"
He did not look in my direction as he asked this, but slouched from the doorway to a freshly wiped table and collapsed there with both hands pressed to his temples. What followed was also always the same. I must look sharp and fetch him a reviving shot of grog, then cook some rashers of bacon and present them to him with a good thick slice of brown bread. My father gulped his rum without so much as blinking, and chewed his meal in silence. I see him now as clearly as I did then, almost 40 years distant. The flushed face, the tuft of sandy hair, the red-rimmed eyes, and melancholy engulfing him as palpably as smoke surrounds a fire. At the time, I thought he must be annoyed by the world in general and me in particular. Now, I suppose he was chiefly frustrated with himself. His life had begun with adventure and excitement, but was ending in the banality of repetition.